بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فقال: إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض. This narration we have done previously already, in which the gist of it is that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was out on an expedition of jihad, when he said that in Medina Sharif there are certain people who are left behind, but we did not cross any valley, we did not journey wherever, but they were with us. That is, physically they were not with us, but their body, but mentally their intention was to be with us, so they also have got the full reward of this coming out of ours. Further to that, some explanation that in this hadith it comes that we did not traverse any path, that we did not traverse any path, we did not cross any valley. This refers to the ayat of the Quran Sharif, وَلَا يَقْطَعُونَ وَادِيًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ لِيَجْزِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And that every valley that they crossed will be recorded for them, so that Allah rewards them better than that which they do. This is the great reward of striving for deen and making the great efforts of deen, that even wherever we travel, there is record for that also. And further, as we will read, for every other aspect, when a person is out in the path of Allah Ta'ala, what great, great rewards a person gets when he goes to elevate the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And this occasion, when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was out with the Sahaba, was the Battle of Tabuk. This took place in the 9th year of Hijri. In the next year, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had left this world. It was the last expedition undertaken in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this expedition is also known as Jaishul Usra. That is meaning the difficult battle, though in fact no battle really took place, but the great mujahada that was made in this battle. If a person just have to check on this and see from Madinatul Munawwara to the Tabuk, what a distance it is. And then the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there are various recording of how much they numbered. Some numbers go up to very high, and performing 5 times namaz on this journey, that is traveling by on the camel or whatever horses, walking and stopping for 5 times namaz, preparing food for the people of the 2 or 3 times a day, and carrying on in the extreme heat. And this was also when the khajur, the dates were ripe on the trees of the Sahaba, those who had date orchards. And also for a few years they did not get any harvest. This year the harvest was ready, and it was just to be taken. At that time this expedition was called. So what a difficult, and this was one expedition also where everyone was asked to go out. Nafir-e-Aam, that nobody was excused, everyone had to go out. So it was a very, very difficult time, and when this expedition took place. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stayed at Tabuk for about 20 days, but no fighting took place because the Roman army had retreated. They got frightened and they had retreated and they did not come. So no battle really took place also, but yet the rewards of it were very, very great. The hadith explains that a person who had the noble intention, this is in relevance to the chapter of niyat, that how our niyat plays a part. That a person who had the intention of participating in jihad, but was withheld by a valid reason. That is, according to Shariat, he was so ill, or somebody in the family was so ill, and he could not manage to go. Then he will receive the same reward as the Mujahideen. Though he's staying back, but he will receive the same reward. as we have come here for Fajr, may Allah accept from all of us, but there must be so many people who may be at home, but they have valid reasons for which they cannot come. They also would have desired to be here. Similarly, there are many of us that we cannot make sajda on the ground because of spine problem, knee problem. But the desire is to make that sajda. So though they cannot, they get that same sawab also. So the ulama explained that this hadith indicates to a verse, a ayat of the Quran, in which Allah Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ لَا يُصِيبُهُمْ ظَمَعُ وَلَا نَصَبُ وَلَا مَخْمَسَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَطَعُونَ مَوْطِئًا يَغِيظُ الْكُفَّارِ وَلَا يَنَالُونَ مِنْ عَدُوٍ نَيْلًا إِلَّا كُتِبَ لَهُمْ بِهِ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. This is because a good deed will be recorded for them for every bit of thirst. Even in the path of Allah, a person just feels thirsty. Allah writes that sawab down also. Tiredness, a person gets tired. Hunger, a person feels a bit hungry. That afflicts them in the path of Allah, as well as for every step that they take by which the disbelievers are angered, and anything that they take from the disbelievers. All this, surely Allah does not put the reward of the righteous ones to waste. Allah will reward all these rewards very greatly and tremendously. So going out, and when a person goes out with the niyat of elevating the deen, reviving the deen of Allah Ta'ala, then all these great rewards accumulate. In addition, ulama mentioned that the more a person is remorseful over his absence from jihad or any other noble cause, the greater will be his reward. A person, one just accepts, I'm excused, and one is a person really feels sad that I could not make it. I could not make my namaz with jamaat, for example. I wanted to go for Hajj so much this year, but I could not go. The more he feels it, the more greater the reward for that person. This principle is explained in another hadith that a person who intends to perform tahajjud namaz but is overpowered by sleep or any other valid excuse will receive the full reward of performing it. So even if we make sincere niyat of tahajjud and perchance we could not get up, we will still get that reward for that tahajjud. And the same for every other namaz. If we are traveling and we really wanted to make our namazes with jamaat, but something happened, we ran out of petrol somewhere, we got stuck or whatever else, and we could not make it, we still will get that full reward. In this way, there is great satisfaction for those people who understand this, that we could not make it for this. They don't lament and cry so much, though they do feel sorry, but they accept it's the will of Allah, and they're also happy that they are going to get the full reward. Therefore, one of the means of attaining great rewards is by making good intentions and desiring to do the good that other Muslims are doing. There are a lot of good which other people are doing, Muslims, we cannot do it. We see somebody that is doing social welfare work, going regularly and helping the refugees of Syria, of Burma, etc., all this. We can't do it, but we really feel if I also could do it, we will get the reward. We see somebody who is regular with his namazes. For some reason we cannot make it a valid excuse, we will also get that reward. So we must be desirous of doing all the good that is happening, and worse is if we criticize other people. We can't do it, but we find fault in other people who are doing good work. That should never be the case. We should also feel that if we also could do all this good work according to intentions, great, great rewards are recorded by Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to make on all things intentions, sincere intentions, and as many intentions in that amal that are possible, that we make those intentions, and according to that we get these great rewards from Allah Ta'ala.